Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Already this week, we had heard from quarterbacks Tim Tebow and Ryan Mallett. Well, how about the Pats' top quarterback, Tom Brady? On Wednesday, on the field at Gillette Stadium, Brady spoke about where he and the team are at right now, new wide receivers on the team, and yes, Tim Tebow. Here's Brady in its entirety.
A lot of people curious your reaction to the signing of another quarterback in Tim Tebow.
Well, I think that, you know, anytime, you know, I don't really make decisions and transactions whether we cut players or sign players or trade players. So, you know, my reaction is very much like everyone else on the team and just trying to, you know, focus on what I need to do and what I need to do to be a better player. And certainly, you know, anytime a new teammate comes in, you welcome them and you, you know, try to do whatever you can to help them fit in and understand what we need to do. So it's been a fun couple days.
What were your impressions of Tim before he got here, and does that kind of match up with what you've seen the first 2 days?
Well, I never really was around him much, so you know, anyone who's played in the NFL has a, you know, high level of talent to make it this far, you know, to play this long over the course of entire life to get to this point. You know, you obviously have to be talented, so you know, I have a lot of respect for everyone that plays and certainly, you know, what I've seen him do in the past.
Do you worry about any of this being a distraction? I mean, I think it's pretty obvious seeing the media crowd out there yesterday and everything that's gone along with every, you know, in every place that he's played. I mean, do you worry about somebody like that comes into the team that could cause a distraction?
I don't worry about much these days. So, you know, I've been around long enough to see all different kinds of things happen. Like you said, trades, people being cut, guys joining the team, all the media attention, what happened in 2007, post Super Bowls, you know, tough losses. It comes with the territory. So I think everyone is prepared to deal with some level of different things that happen on a daily basis, and to be mentally tough enough to push through and still be able to do your job at a high level is most important. That's really what you owe the team, is to show up every day and do your job the best you can.
Safe to say everybody in this quarterbacking group brings something a little different now with Tim in the mix.
Well, I think, you know, honestly, every player on the team brings something a little bit different, and you know, it's all in hopes of us winning games. So we gotta all be able to go out there and contribute in some way. And coach always says your role is what you make of it. So, you know, my role is to try to go out there and be, you know, a great quarterback, consistent, dependable, someone that, you know, that the team can rely on. That's my approach, you know, every day that I walk in the door.
John, there's a lot of new faces on offense, especially in the wide receivers, guys like Danny and Michael Jenkins. How are they adapting to this offense?
Yeah, we've had a lot of turnover this year, and especially at that position. So really there hasn't been anyone that, you know, we've thrown to in any game action. So that's going to be really important as the process develops. But the only thing we can really work on is what we're doing now. And, you know, guys have really tried to do exactly what we asked them to do, whether they've been out there or not, you know, through the meetings, the walkthrough. And it's really been a fun group. It's been open to learning and open to understanding, you know, how we do things. So how we do things is quite a bit different than how other teams do things, both on the field and off the field. So to try to come in and fit in and do their job is, you know, I give those guys a lot of credit for really stepping up to the challenge.
Whether you call it chemistry or relationships, that's so important between a quarterback and a wide receiver. How do you develop that with these new guys?
Well, it takes a lot of time, and you know, you just try to stay after it every day, as much time as you can, communicating about certain looks, coverages, you know, defensive personnel and alignments and route adjustments. It's really a matter of how you know, the effort that you put into it. So, you know, guys have been working pretty hard. We've been here, you know, the whole offseason to try to get up to speed. And like I said, the guys that have been here are, you know, really made, you know, everyone's made a bunch of improvements. Hopefully we continue to make improvements as, you know, mini camp ends and the beginning of training camp starts.
I talked this morning that, you know, OTAs and mini camp are a time to lay a foundation. Do you think that you guys have done a good job of that so far?
Yeah, he talks about, you know, you think, God, it's just an OTA in the springtime and it's not that important, and, you know, all those things that probably could enter your mind. But the truth is this lays the foundation for the start of training camp. And if you have a good training camp, it usually means a good start to the season. And a good season, you know, good start to the season leads to, you know, good position entering the second half of the season, which leads to good play. So everything ends up having some, significance to it. And you're just not out here running plays and, going through different things that aren't going to mean anything. And we're out here trying to get a lot of things accomplished. And, I think we have done that, but, there's still a lot of work to be done. It's really never ending, especially when you play for Coach Belichick, because especially in practices when offense goes against the defense, because if the offense makes a play, then the defense sucks. And if the defense makes a play, then the offense sucks. So someone's really going to get yelled at on every play. So there's always, lowlights when we come in the next day. Even if it was a great offensive play, he's going to yell at someone on the defense. So, we become a bit used to that now. And, that's part of the learning process, and also learn how to play for the Patriots and understand the criticism that you're getting. And hopefully use it constructively so you can improve as a player.
How inquisitive has Tim been with you on the field these last couple of days, or even in the meeting room? Just has he been really curious talking to you, trying to pick your brain a lot just to get the basics down?
There's definitely been communication, and there's been that with Tim and with Ryan, and we constantly talk. We have, I've been lucky to play with so many good quarterbacks over the course of my career, and I've learned from every one of them, starting with Drew and Damon Heward and John Freeze and Michael Bishop and Jim Miller and Vinny and Flutie and Castle and Hoyer. I mean, it's really been, we've always had a really strong group and a very close group. So, I'm excited to have Tim.
Hey, Tom, Ed Reed said he thought his hip injury was caused by the kick slide he did in the AFC Championship game. Do you have any reaction to that? Or?
No.
He said you apologized right after. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing intentional about it, so it was unfortunate that it happened.
How do you feel physically now? I mean, 13 years in the league, and you're going to be 36 in August. I mean, how do you feel physically as far as your readiness to play, going into camp and then in the fall?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel better than ever. So I've had a great offseason, to this point, and it needs to continue, so. At this point, I have a pretty good understanding of how I need to prepare myself, and I spend a lot of time, every decision of my life is based around how to be a better football player, and, I think I've got a decent idea how to do that, and, we'll ultimately see how it pays off this year, but, it's been fun to be out there every day at practice, and that's how you improve, is to be out on the practice field, especially with a bunch of new players, so, we'll see how it turns out when, we put the pads on.
Some athletes... practice on Tuesday where you were pretty vocal in your excitement over something that Danny Amendola did. Can you explain sort of what led to the reaction that was pretty animated and excited over what unfolded?
Yeah, well, I mean, we talk about a lot of things. So, it's when you can take something from the film room or a correction the previous day and actually apply it on the field and maybe a little bit of a different look, on a little bit of a different play, but it's similar to what you talked about and he can pick it up. It's fun. It's that's how you make improvements. That's how you can exceed expectations, is to continue to do the right thing over and over. And, we talked about something, and the first time he didn't quite get it, and the second time he talked about it, he got a little more, but not quite. And then, finally we nailed it. And hopefully once you get that feeling of nailing it, you can understand it. And, I've developed some great chemistry with receivers over the years that, body language is really important, and when to sit, when to move, when to give me your eyes, when to give me your hands, and all those little cues that you're using to try to anticipate things as a player are very important. That's why some guys really pick things up, and why you develop a chemistry with certain players, and like Aaron and Rob. I mean, they got it so quickly, and they were very talented players. And Danny's come in and done, he's been fun to play with. He's come in, works so hard. He's diving out there for catches. I mean, he's really, done everything that, we've asked him to do. So it's been a lot of fun.
Some athletes have to change or alter their game the older they get. They lose a little bit. Have you noticed that? Have you had to change anything or alter anything?
Well,
can I say this is being the same age as you? So
sure, yeah. No, I think that, you try to be a little more efficient with your time, and things that you probably have tried in the past, you don't do much anymore. You try to do the things that you feel work and the things that help you improve, and I feel like I've, thought a lot of things about this past season and things that I can do better and things that I can do better as a teammate and as a leader, and certainly things I can do better actually on the field in my physical preparation. So, I think, it's been successful to this point, but, ultimately, we get paid to go out and play on Sunday, and and hopefully it pays off on the most when it counts the most.
If the Patriots decide to use Tebow in any kind of special package, how would you react to having to come off the field?
I have no idea.
No idea? You'd be okay with it?
It's a very hypothetical question, so maybe we'll deal with it if it happens.
Would you put Danny in that group of guys that have picked it up, like Gronk and those? Would you put him up there, maybe in that echelon of guys that have come in, and been a seamless transition for them?
Well, I mean, we'll see. Like I said, we haven't had any meaningful action, so running around in shorts and our game jerseys without pads, and it's football, but it's not really football. So, you really learn the most about players when it's the hardest. And, training camp is a good time to develop some of that chemistry and mental toughness as a team. So the more those guys we have, the better we're going to be. And to be mentally and physically tough is the most important part of football.
So it's more trial and error at this point when you're trying to just find things that work and find things that don't?
Well, we're trying to lay a foundation. When we start training camp, we have a pretty good idea of what we're good at. So, we don't waste a lot of time doing the things that, we're probably not going to do. So, through all of these off-season workouts and coaching sessions and now the OTAs and the mini camp, we're trying to hone in on the things that we do well. And that's a lot of different combinations of players and techniques and plays. And, we're seeing a lot of new things on defense. So, it's about how you can make adjustments, because that's what happens, in game week. You play a Sunday, you talk about it on Monday, and then you move on to the next week, and it's a whole different team, another game plan, and you got to try to adapt so you can go out and be successful the following week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.